I don't know what he's going to do.
The Sheer Chafeh.
I don't know what he's going to do.
Thursday morning.
And we're on the verge of Chanukah, Yemei Chanukah. What is Chanukah, Rabbi Sayyid? Chanukah is celebrating the Or of Chanukah. Those that in the Helig Pele Yoyitz, he says, person before lights Ner Chanukah, he says, Alavai Shai should be Zoichet to Ner Mitzvah V'Toyra Or. Chanukah is a Zman of Torah, is a Zman of Limad HaTorah. And I would like to be Ma'oyer the following Inyan. Maisa Segeven, a Maisa in the Yushalmi. The Gemara speaks about, it was a bris in the times of the Tanoim. I'm not going to focus on exactly whose bris, what was happening over there, but it was a bris. And the Olam was having freilach. The Olam was there having a good time at the bris. They were eating, drinking, whatever they were doing, you know, kvitlach, dreidlach, I don't know what they were doing. And there was two of the Tanoim said, listen, let them have their good time. We're going to have our good time. The Gemara says they sat there and they chazered their learning. And an ish was yored min hashamayim. The fire came down and surrounded them. And the Baal Simcha saw, like, it was a fire in the room. Literally a fire. And he saw the fire and he said, wow, Torah is amazing. So what state? State Domer de Gazach. Emetza, someone that wants to be zoicha to the emissa eish of Torah. He wants to be zoicha to the emissa or of Torah. He wants to really be fire dick in Torah. So what does he have to do? He has to chazer. The Stipler writes, people say they don't have a geshmak in learning. He says, you know why they don't have a geshmak in learning? Because they don't chazer. How are you supposed to have a geshmak in learning? Nachamal. And you keep on planting, you don't reap any rewards because you don't chazer. That's the real geshmak. It comes when you chazer and you make kinyonim and you feel like you really own it. Says the Stipler. Then you'll have hard, for sure it's hard, but don't, that's where it is. The Eish HaToyra, the Mesikas HaToyra, the Simchas HaToyra, Als Licht in Chazorah. And that's the Maisa Shoya, Rameir Sternum and Dayak, and the Maisa Shoya. Why did Eish come down when they were Chazoring? Chazorah is, that's the Spitz of Torah. So Rabbi Isai, we're celebrating Yemei Chanukah, the Chag of Orot. It's the light of Torah. We want the Eish HaTorah. This is what it is. It has to be that we have to be able to chazer. And for many, many years, Klal Yisrael took the time that they had on Chanukah to be able to chazer what they learned over the course of that tekufa. So what we're going to do is we're going to be, Beis Hashem Asiyat Deshmaya, sometime this afternoon we're going to get up to the Mishnah, hopefully before Mincha, and then, Beis Hashem, next week with Siat Deshmai tomorrow, we're going to do a mini Chazor just on this week. There will be Huda Aryeh leading, taking the lead. And then next week, we're going to do a Chazor of Yidav Tzuzayin, Chazor on Chanukah, with the real Eish of Torah. Anyway, so some people say it's hard to learn during Chanukah. So I want you to understand something. The Chashmonaim had a very, very hard job. It was very hard. They had to fight. I mean, their odds were, I don't even know what they were, 200 to 1, maybe more than that, 2,000 to 1, a million to 1. What were the odds?
13 against tens of thousands.
It was okay. It was ridiculous. Ridiculous odds. Insane odds. That's very hard. It's hard to even imagine having the emotional strength to say, I'm going to do this. And guess what? There's, you know, if a person wants a miracle, hard. You have to be willing to work hard. So we're now want to celebrate the Nes of Chanukah. There's no way of celebrating the Nes of Chanukah if you're not ready to work hard. The person was, I want things to go easy. Easy is following your body. That's when I follow my body. Whatever my body says, that's what I do. That's easy. That's Yevanim. That's the Yevanim. That's what it is, basically. So easy is Yevanim. Hard is Chashmonaim. So we're going to decide right now, where are we at? I want to take it easy on Chanukah. I want to enjoy my party. I'm not going to work too hard on my learning. Okay? Then basically what we're saying is we side with the Yevanim. We're there. That's the way, that's our attitude towards life. I want to be Greek. Eat, drink, and be merry. Tomorrow you may die, and that's it. And you know, just take it as it comes. Sounds good, you know? Sounds pretty good. That's the Yevanim. That's it. But a person says, listen, I'm ready for greatness. I'm ready for miracles. I'm going to push myself to a limit, past my limit, as as Rav Sassoon spoke about, getting out of your nace, out of your circle. A person gets out of his circle and says, okay, look, I never before learned so much in Hanukkah in my life. I thought Hanukkah is just like, you know, vacation time. Well, guess what? It's not. Hanukkah is a time for, it's Adarabah. We totally missed out on Hanukkah. And a person wants to be Zeicha to the Iris of Hanukkah, he's going to be Zeicha. He's going to say, this whole new holiday opened up for me. Hanukkah is a real, it's not just like a Jewish Christmas. There's actually a holiday here. There's something more than just the presents and, you know, eggnog. There's something here that we're going to do that's real. And if you want to do it real, that means you have to work hard. And then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a time that's misugal, Rabbeisai, to a person being zoicha to a nes in your learning, a nes in your or in your mind expanding. And wow, you know, I do know this mesechta. I do know how to learn. I am shayach to Torah. This stuff is real. This can all happen on Hanukkah if you're willing to work. We told Rav Sassoon that we're going to make these 7 days of Hanukkah for 7 days for Eli Neshama, for his seven children. And Rabbeisai, I think that it would be nice if we really put a little bit extra effort into this Chazorah. And I'm telling you, we'll have so much Sipuk, and so we'll be so proud of ourselves. So Beis Hashem, these 7 days of Hanukkah, starting with Monday morning. So we talk about Chazorah. We're not talking about sitting there and like, talking about fire in the Beis Medrash. Mamish, the people are going to say, where's the fire from? What's going on? Esha Torah. We're all shaykh to doing that. It's amazing. I heard Rav Mordechai Schwab speak. He was talking about, he said, Mises, aid me pi aid, about people who saw Rabbeinu Ber with fire around Rabbeinu Ber. You think Rabbeinu Ber, Rabbeinu Ber lived less than 100 years ago. Like, what are you joking? He said, there's a story, Rabbeinu Ber used to lock himself into the Beis Medrash, no one was allowed in, someone climbed in, stayed under the bench, and he saw Rabbeinu Ber. He's like, you think, come on, this is a story from the Gemara, this didn't happen. This is happening. This aura of Torah is, it's still here in this world. And it's a question of us trying to just try to capitalize on it. Bez Hashem, Siyat Deshmaya, Naseven Atzliach. It's going to be a beautiful week next week, Rabbi Yisai. And then we're going to celebrate. In the meantime, we have work to do at hand. Let's get weiter. So we didn't finish the Gemara before. Let's try to finish that Gemara. Oh man, we got so much to do. Okay. What time is Mincha?
12:55.
Let's go. Here goes. We're up on the top of Daf Yud Amid Aleph. We're just finishing the Gemara. But Neman Lafsidik Subas, Umiyam Rab Shimon Hachi. V'atanya Kesev Yishkol Kamara Besulas Yeh Mar Kzeh Kamara Besulas Mar Besulas Kzeh Mikan Samchu Chachal Mok Subas Yishim Anator Vashem Gamliel Amar Subas Yishim Enam Midevei Torah Midevei Soifrim Midevei Soifrim Says Vashem Gamliel. Says the Gemara, Epoch. You just switch it around. They do that. That's a technique to use when things don't work out. Obviously, something's wrong. So we have to say that there was a certain broken telephone. The transmission wasn't perfect, and you have to switch it around. Says the Gemara, Maichas is the Epchis Braisa Epoch Kamaisa. Why just switch the second one? Switch the first one. The Chol Gemara's question is as follows: the first one anyway wasn't perfect because in the first memo of Reb Shimon we said something about Knossa. We changed it to Mamoina. So we saw already there was something wrong with the transmission of that first memra. So once you got to anyway tamper with the first memra, you might as well just switch the first memra. Epoch kamaisa, says the Gemara, Sheminu le'er Rav Shimon Gamliel, da'amar ha'ksubas isha midyar raisa. No, you're right. Maybe you should have. But we have an outside verification from another statement of Rav Shimon Gamliel, that he holds that ksubas isha d'raisa, that tanah of Rav Shimon Gamliel, la'imer nasin la'mimaz kaputkiya. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you give me mimaz kaputkiya. Now this Gemara speaks about, over there, machloikas, if a woman gets married in one place and divorced in another place, so the currencies are different, the discrepancy in the currencies, which one do you give? So the Tanakhama says you give whichever is the weaker currency. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, you don't give the weaker currency necessarily, because he holds Ksubas Isha is Midyar Raisa. By same Kulir Rav Shimon Gamliel, Mikan Som Chom Ksubas Isha Melatara, Ksubas Almana, what does that mean? What do we say? That's the Gemara. We spoke yesterday about the shaila of Kesef Tzuri, Kesef Medina, a little bit in the Rishon. I just mentioned quickly, there's a shaila whether or not you pay Idius or not for the Ksuba Midiyarais, Ksuba's Midiyarais or not. We spoke about that. It's also the Chara Tolian on that shaila. We said, is Ksuba's Isha Midiyarais a mamish? That it says it in the Torah, is it just the idea of Ksuba's Isha, the concept of Ksuba's Isha, but the amount? Is there a banan? Some Chuchachom, it sounds like it's even only an Asmachta. We have to see. We spoke about all that yesterday. It says the Gemara Vayter. Ahu de Asa. This person that came. Lekame. Ahu de Asa. Ahu de Asa. Lekame de Rav Nachman. Amale Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. Someone came in front of Rav Nachman and he said, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. Amale Rav Nachman Asvu Kufri mi Birchas Achavitale. Rav Nachman said to him, Asvu Kufri. Now, I don't know why it's Amale Rav Nachman. I think Amale means he said to Shlich Bezdin. Amar Lei sounds like he said back to him. When someone says something, it says he said back to him. I'm not sure. Asvu Kufri. Mi Birch. What?
Change the
time of
the who.
Ah, they change it on the side time of the who. The new Gemaras. Asvu Kufri. Mi birchas achavitale. Says the Gemara. Asvu Kufri. Rashi explains. What does that mean? Hilkeu. Malkiois, Mimaklois, Chorios, Sheldekel, Sheishmem Uktim, Kimin Kutzim. You give him Malkus with Malkiois, is like sticks made out of thorns. this tree that has thorns in it. He want to give him Malkus, and good Malkus, right? Kidamino Bishat Misukah, what's the makor for that? The Ema Kufra, maybe a Lula, maybe Asuk is a Kufra. Dechad Achenoim Ksiv, it can't be. Dechad Achenoim, it has to be something that's pleasant to hold. You can't hold something that's got thorns in it. So this is obviously. Prickly. Give him prickly Malkus. Why prickly Malkus? Just give him Malkus? I guess we're going to have to see. Yeah. So, obviously, Rav Nachman is not happy with this situation. Rav Nachman says, this person, when he came in and said Pesach Basuach, did something terribly wrong. Correct the Gemara. Rav Nachman who d'amar mehemen. Wow, Rav Nachman is the one who said it at the top of the Omid. I'm Rav Nachman. I'm Pesach Pesuch Matzasi Neman. Answers the Gemara, yeah. Mehemin, Umasvinan Lekufri. You believe him. And you still give him the Malkus. Rav Achai Meshani. Rav Achai answers, Kan Bebocher, Kan Benosui. Let's see how Rashi learns. Says Rashi, Mi Birchas Achavitale. Rashi says, Zoinois Ahira Zois Sheshma Mi Birchas, so that's the name of the city. And the city apparently was famous for its ill repute. Chavutos Veshchvuos Tamil Lefanov, Liznois, Meachashu Baki Bepesach Pasuach. In other words, you're saying, Rabbi Nachman said to him, how do you know Pesach Pasuach? Where did you get that type of experience from? Obviously, you've been hanging out in the wrong places. And therefore he gets Malkus. So according to Rashi, why is he getting Malkus? Because something he did in the past. Not because of what he said now. What he said now reveals to us he obviously has a very checkered history. And he's getting Malkus for that. That's what Rashi says. Says Rashi Vayter. Says Rashi. Kan bebochor. Bochor. Loi mehemin musvin le kufri al shemei is panuf nasi mehemin velo musvin le kufri. Now the other answer is no, he's not getting Malkus for what he did in the past. We don't believe him for what he did. He's a bachur. So why is he getting Malkus? Al shemei is panuf. Why is he talking about this as if like he's considered to be a brash or brazen? And he gets Malkus for being brazen. Bochor, loy mehemin. Before we thought he's getting Kufri. Why? Because of the fact that he was Boil Zoinois. Because of his Giliarias. Now he's getting it because of Meis Panov. Nasi mehemin, v'lo mesvin on
the Kufri. According to the second answer, what Sheikh is the city that Nachman said?
What?
According to the second answer, what
Sheikh is
the city that
Rav
Nachman said?
Which Sheikh is the son?
Yeah.
Ah, so according to the second answer, what does Mebirchas Achavitale mean? So the Chayre, the Gemara is going to have to say now that Mebirchas Achavitale is rhetorical. And that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says that even in the beginning. We get back to Tosfos.
What's the problem? Here's a
bacher. He doesn't know what he's talking about. We're giving him apples because he's being brazen. So what do you mean, birchas achavitale? It means that he was with...
What's the problem? There's a problem.
No.
Did he have znos with zaynus?
Apparently, the fact that he said
no, we're saying not. We're saying that he was not believed. We don't believe him, and he's getting malchus because he was brazen for saying it. So what does that have to do with miruchas achavitale? Must be like Tosfos. Tosfos learns that we're being rhetorical. Rhetorical is he's saying what you know that miruchas achavitale. So Rashi, you know, it's you either read it like this. This depends on the nigin rabbi's side. The first pshat in the Gemara is the lashon of the Gemara is aspu kufri mi bircha sochavitale. Second pshat is aspu kufri mi bircha sochavitale. What he knows, he was mi bircha. Evesis basaret. What are you talking about? Before you think, before you talk. Those are the two pshat. That's what, according to Rashi, is going to come out according to the second pshat in Ramnach. Okay.
Why can't you just say, like, Bezin likes to give Malkus if they want him?
What?
Bezin could just give Malkus.
We have any reason for it.
What, they're just, like, in the mood?
You're wasting Bezin's time.
No, Bezin doesn't give Malkus for that. We encourage people to come into Bezin. We want them to come. We hope that you... it was a nice try, but...
I have Bezin over here. Can't wait. I'll come.
Okay, Rabbi Say, the shadow's like this.
How about you sit this thing in?
The Baron Leib Steinman in the Sefer Ayel Sashach affect the Kasha. How do we give him Malkus for what he said if, after all, there's a cloud called Ein Adam Mesim Atzmai Rosha? A person can't cause himself to be punished. We don't punish a person based on what he said. So therefore, Ein Adam Mesim Atzmai Rosha.
What he said that giving him the Malkus is the actual Lashon Hara, it's actual Motzi Shemra.
Rashi doesn't say Motzi Shemra.
Okay,
if you say like Tosfos Reuven saying it's the Motzi Shemra, he did it. So we're giving him out because not for what we're not believing him. We are seeing the Avera right here in front of us. But if you say like Rashi, that Rashi says, at least in the Havamina Gemara, is that we think that he was inappropriate with Zoynos, so then, well, but how do you trust him on that? So you could say a svara, and Asher said this right before Shir, is as follows. That he didn't come in to say that. He was coming to say something about the woman. We deduced from what he said that in fact he must have been up to no good. So it's not really him who's coming in and saying, I am a Rasha. Okay, but Rabbi Yisai, there's still a little bit of a kasha, because Lamaisa, he's the one who's bringing this Einish on himself. The whole svara of Ein Adam Mesim Atzmai Rasha is, we know we're afraid people are somewhat sadistic and want to, or masochist, I'm not sure exactly which one it is, but anyway, he wants to hurt himself, and he's doing it to do that to himself. Ein Adam Mesim Atzmai Rasha, l'chayra, he's doing that. So Rabbi Yisai, I'd like to suggest perhaps as follows. Maybe, I don't know if this is, maybe you could say that's enough of a terrorist, maybe like this. This Malkus that we're giving him over here, What type of Malkus is this? What, they didn't have a whip in Beis Din? They didn't have a Malkus? I mean, what, they have to get, or they save this whip, like they have this special whip on the side that they use for special circumstances. I don't think so. I don't think that when they're like really upset at a guy, they take out the whip. What's going on over here? A svul kufri, what's the kufri situation? I think the pshat is as follows. This Malkus that we're giving here is not for being over a lav midyaraisa. You get Malkus for being over a lav. A person is meis panim. You get Malkus for being meis panim? Since when is there Malkus for being meis panim? If two Adam walk in and say Reuven was meis panim, we're going to give Malkus? I don't think so. I think that what's going on over here is a special din, a new din Malkus. I want to talk about this new din Malkus. This new din Malkus is Beis Din functions in two. They have two different tafkidim. Two different purposes. One is that they have to administer the dinim of the Shulchan Aruch. Schar, oinish, things like that. They have to give Malkus, Misa, Knas, all that stuff. Bezin has another job. Bezin's job is to make sure that the norms of society stay healthy. Bezin's job to make sure that we don't have people that are causing that society should come apart. For example, what would you do if you were Beis Din? If you were positive someone was Chayav Misa, but there's a loophole, and for some reason you can't kill him.
You have to
But you can't kill him. Can't kill him.
Lock him up.
Because there's a loophole.
You lock him up. Don't feed him.
Not only do you lock him up, you can lock him up. Don't feed him. And then he dies. So now, where? See? Is that Skila Sreifa Herig or Chenig? Which one is that? What's going on over here? That's what they do. Or they do, it's a machlug, is exactly how they do it. Either they starve him to death, or they starve him and then give him food that's going to blow up in his stomach so he kills himself. Either way, the Maisa, they make sure that he's not a problem anymore. So, Rabbi, how do they do that? What are they doing? What type of din of Bezdin is this? Vaistuchai's Bezdin has another din, which is that they have to keep society working well. So in order to do that, comes along Rav Nachman and says, this person has to be punished. We need to punish him. Why? Is he over a lav without hasra? They have to give him malchus? No. But I need to, because this is bad news. This gets out. This is going to create a sensation in the, and it's going to start spiraling downward from here on. I'm not interested in this. Go. So he says, I'm going to give him malchus. You know why he didn't use regular malchus? Because he wanted to show everyone this is not regular malchus. He dafka wanted to use something else. It's not malchus. And maybe I like to suggest as follows. The klal in on the mesa matzmai rasha is a din of bezdin. Bezdin cannot give a punishment if it's mikoyach din and bezdin. They can't give a punishment. But what happens if I have to do something because I have to save society? He's not chayiv anyway. The guy's not chayiv malchus. I'm doing this because I feel this is what the society needs right now in order for everyone to get the lesson they have to get. I can give him malchus even though it came from his mouth. So what?
Right. She's not going to look good.
Right.
So that's the same thing. Like,
yeah, same thing. Yeah, it doesn't have to be go with any type of.
Okay.
Let's go, Rabbi Sai. Akoponim. The Chayra, that's going to be the answer to the Rabban Leib's Kasha. Fine. Says Toysis. Mi birchas achavitale. Says Toisis, Pirish Hilkehu Shemotzi Shemra al Bas Yisrael Shaharei Meshaker Vechi Zoynes Chavutas Lefanov Sheyeh Baki. He introduces it with the word Vechi. It's a rhetorical. Vechi Zoynes Chavutas Lefanov Sheyeh Baki. Hakachloi Mehemen. He's not believed. That's the way he learned the Gemara's question, Rabbi Sai. The Gemara's question, the original statement, you don't believe him. Then the Gemara asks, "V'amar Rav Nachman Mehemen." I thought Rav Nachman said before, "You are Mehemen." Mishani Mehemen u'masvin alei kufri. Rav Nachman da'amar asvu loy mishum sheloy haya ma'aminoi elo haya ma'aminoi v'amilkei lefi shechoshen alas nus. So Tosfos says, the Gemara, when it first read Rav Nachman's statement, thought Rav Nachman was saying, you don't believe him. And what is this statement, Asvul Kufri? Because Mibirchas Achavitale, it's rhetorical, says the Gemara afterwards. I, Rav Nachman, said before, you are Naaman. Sounds like a massive stira between the Rav Nachman down here and the Rav Nachman up there. So the Gemara, you're right. Rav Nachman down here also holds your Naaman. And you're Asvul Kufri because that exact reason. Why do you know what you're talking about? He's Chashad Alasnus. Now, Rabbi Yisai, Rashi did not learn this way. Rashi learned in the Gemara in the very beginning, we already thought that the reason we're giving him kufri is because he's chashan al snus. So the Rishonim ask a kashan Rashi. They don't understand Rashi's pshat. When we read, Rabbi Nachman said, Asvul kufri mebirchas achavitale, which means, you have way too much knowledge about this. There's something wrong. So what's the stirah to Rabbi Nachman? Rabbi Nachman said before, I'm a pesach pasuch matzasi neman. Right, you're neman. What did the Gemara think was the stira? If Rashi learned at the first stage of the Gemara, we assumed that he knows what he's talking about, why is there a stira between that and the fact that Rav Nachman says on top, he's Neman Lav, Sinuk Subas, it's the same thing. Yeah, the Shita, they asked this kasha on Rashi. So they say Rashi has to go like Tosis' next teretz. Look what Tosis says afterwards. Also, you could say that really the whole time was benichusa. So, what's the kasha? says Tosis, V'loy pirish lehal koisai. Rav Nachman on top says, Oymer pesach matzuach matzasi, Neman lafsir ksubasa. Does he tell us anything else? Anything else? That's it? Just Neman? End of story? He doesn't say that you give him malchus. Why not? It's not a question of that. There's that he says something different than we said on the bottom, but he says something less than we said on the bottom. We said also give him malchus on top. Why did you mention the malchus? Umishani mehemen masvina. Rav Nachman lo ayri b'malchus. Yeah, Rav Nachman up there also held you to give malchus. He just wasn't talking about it. He wasn't focusing on the malchus. Okay, Rabbi Say. So, there's a few interesting things I'd like to point out over here. First of all, Tosva says, in the end, when it says, Mehemen or Masvin Le Kufri, we believe him, and we're giving him Kufri. What's the reason? Because he has too much of he has too much information. But what about when the Gemara says, Kan Bibachur? Why does a Bachur, we said he's not Neman when he's a Bachur. So why is he getting Malchus if he's not Neman?
He is Panim.
What? So Rashi says, because he's Meis Panim. Tosva says, Shmoitzi Shemra. It's a very subtle difference between Rashi and Tosva. But I think that over here is the entire Daftes. Right here in this small difference. I'll explain to you how. Rashi says he's getting it because he's meis panim, because if he's audacious. Tosfos says he's getting it because he is meitzi shemra. Says the Shita, why doesn't Rashi say like Tosfos? I'll tell you why. He's not meitzi shemra, really. He walks in and says Pesach Pasuach. Is he saying how the Pesach was Pasuach? Did he say that she's not mukas eitz? Did he say that she's not Misharas Tani Nanasti or anything like that? Is he clearly saying she did something wrong? Mighty Shemra means it sounds like you're saying she did something wrong. Why are you accusing her of doing so? He didn't say anything. Why is he a Mighty Shemra? Says the Shita Mekubetzes. That's why Rashi doesn't like Tosfos' Pshat. But I'd like to take it a step further. Let's talk up Pshat and Tosfos. So I think if you see Pshat and Tosfos is, Tosfos says, listen, he's clearly got an agenda here. Why do I know he's got an agenda? Because Tosfos says when he said Pesach Pesuach, he was lying. He was lying. Now, why did he lie about Pesach Pesuach? He clearly wants people to think that she did something wrong. He doesn't want any mukas eitz coming out over here. He's coming to lie about this woman. Look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, "Pirish helkeu shemaitzi shemra abas Yisrael shaharei mishaker." Says Tosfos, he's lying.
Still in the Taina.
So if he's lying, says Tosfos, does this genuk maitzi shemra in a chanami? Is it maitzi shemra midyaraisa? We're supposed to get malchus and all that? No, we're giving him kufri. This is not regular maitzi shemra. But this person is clearly coming to besmirch abas Yisrael. That's his agenda. He is lying, says Tosfos.
His agenda is he wants to master Ksuba.
You're right. He wants to master. The way he master Ksuba is only she did something wrong. If it's Mukasetz, he's not. So he's coming that people should. He's intentionally coming to generate a negative opinion about this girl.
How is he making people think that? It's not any less than if he was a Pesach Pesuach. Well, the reason why he's not lying, any Pesach Pesuach still has an emotional option.
Yeah, you're right, but usually because it's lo shchiach and all these things, this is what people are
before and after.
So there, but being that he's coming to lie, so therefore, yeah, because he's being, that's what he's doing. He is lying about someone. He's lying about someone and trying to, and he's going to generate because of that a bad reputation for her because of his lie. So hold on a second. Hold on. So Rabbi said that's Tosfos' pshat. What's out Rashi? Rashi halt. He's may is punim. What does may is punim mean?
Brazen.
What does that mean? Brazen. What's the chutzpah?
Seems to be his idea about.
So does, hold on a second. Is he lying? According to Rashi, is he lying? He's not lying. If he's lying, he's not brazen. He's lying. You're not brazen for saying something that you know is not true. You're just lying. Right? So Rashi obviously holds he's not lying.
He's Kimlet, but he's in a book.
He's not lying. We said there's two different reasons not to believe someone. Either because we think he's lying or we think he's mistaken. Rashi says, buddy, you don't know what you're talking about. Where do you have the audacity to come off over here and just start talking, running your mouth about something you have no clue what you're talking about?
So he is lying.
He's not lying. He's wrong. Not lying. He thinks he's right. And he has the audacity to think he's right. Don't you realize that you don't know what you're talking about? You don't. You think you know what you're talking about. You're nuts. More than that, you're brazen. You're asponim. There's a major difference in Rashi and Tosfos. So according to Rashi, Rashi says he's not lying. He's not lying. He might be wrong. But there's no reason to give a person Malkus als Motzi Shemra. He wasn't Motzi Shemra on her. And he wasn't doing it because he wanted to ruin anything. He honestly thinks that he's telling the truth. Okay, he's out of bounds for thinking he's telling the truth. Totally out of bounds. You should not be feeling like you know the answer to this question. So he's an Asponim. But that's a whole different thing. Rabbi, this Bachur, he walks into Bezdin and says, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. Neman lo Isra alav or not Neman lo Isra alav? What would Tosfos say? Neman lo Isra alav. Bachar walks into Bezdin.
Not Neman.
Why not?
He's lying.
Tosfos. In Tosfos, Aymer Pesach Patsuach Matzasi, a bacher walks into Bezdin. Aymer Pesach Patsuach Matzasi, is he Neman lo Yisrael love or not? He's not. Why not?
He's lying.
He's lying. I want to take it a step further. Even if Tosfos would understand Shavi Anafsha like Rashi, it still wouldn't be us. You know why? Even you know that you don't know what you're talking about. You're lying to yourself. Listen, maybe we don't believe you. Not only do we not believe you, you don't believe you. You're lying, which means you know you're not telling the truth. There's no makom bechlal for Isser, according to Tosfos, when it's a bacher. Zero. Bacher has no clue what he's talking about. According to Tosfos, a bacher doesn't even think he knows what he's talking about. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, if a bacher walks into Bezdin and he says, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. Now, do we believe him? No. Why not? Because we don't think he knows what he's talking about. Does he believe him?
Yeah.
That's the problem. He believes him. That's exactly the problem. He thinks he knows what he's talking about. That's why we're going to give him Malkus. What type of audacity is this to think that you know what you're talking about? But at the end of the day, does he believe him?
Yeah.
Yes, he does. Amir Pesach Pasuach, he asks on himself, Shavi Anafshe Chaticha Diyisura. He's going to create us. So I said, therefore, Tosfos can't say like Rashi. Yeah. Fine. Rashi holds. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He thinks he knows what he's talking about. He doesn't know what he's talking about. So he just says, we're going to be talking about, that Gemara over there is going to be talking about Bacher. Yeah. I'll call him. Comes out, side coin to Rashi, side coin to Tosfos. In the end of the day, what's the din by a Bacher? Is a Bacher Neman or not Neman?
Not Neman.
Nasui is Neman. That's what the Gemara says. Kan b'bocher, kan b'nasui. What?
Rashi holds Neman
l'Yisrael. He's Neman l'Yisrael love, not l'hafsik subasa. Neman l'Yisrael love, not l'hafsik subasa. Yeah, yeah. It's only by a bocher, only by a nasui, because the nasui knows what he's talking about. A bocher doesn't know what he's talking about. That's what's come out according to Rashi and according to Tosfos. Rabbi and Leib, Esakasha. According to this, what's going on in our Mishnah? Go back to our Mishnah over here. Sulanis is Liom Aravi. Sulanis is Liom Aravi. Why? So that a bacher could come into Bezdin and say, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. What's that? So if you hold like Rashi, not so schwer, because he's only coming to Bezdin in order to make a kol, and we'll make a kol, and it's possible. What? Yeah, I don't know, but Rashi says that's not the reason why he's coming in. He's coming in for the kol. Okay, we'll have to figure that out. According to Rashi, it's a little bit less schwer, but according to Tosfos, he's going to come into Bezdin, and then he's going to create Isser, even though we don't believe him.
He doesn't believe him.
We don't believe him. He's a Meshaker. What's going on over here? So maybe he has to be talking about where he was a Nasoi. So the whole Takana of the Mishnah is only for a Nasoi? You got that? So listen to this. It's for Eishes Kayin, Pchutzim Imas Gimel, who is already married. That's really slim, you know, target for our Mishnah. And everyone else is low plug. Not really, because it could also be because of Tainus Damim. But the Gemara at one point thought it was only for Pesach. At that point in the Gemara says, "My love, the Katoin Tainus Pesach Pesuach, lo the Katoin Tainus Damim." At that stage, the Gemara was like was really, really shaky over there. But okay, that's the Chora is going to come on according to Tosfos. The problem is the Rambam. Rabbi Yosha brings the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say, "Neman loimer matzah Pesach Pesuach vo chiluk bin bachal anasi." Rambam is a machalik between a bachar and a nasi. Why is there no chiluk? The Gemara seems to say there's a chiluk between a bachar and a nasi. What's Pshan the Rambam? Sadach Sachmir, Pshan the Rambam is based on a ra'ah. The ra'ah here in the sugya has a different pshat than the Gemara. If you look in the Gemara carefully, the Gemara never says by bachar you're not neman. Let's read the Gemara again. The Gemara says, he says, neman. You believe him and you give him malchus. That's it. What does that mean?
Could just be added.
Says the Ra'ah, Bocher gets malchus, Nasi does not get malchus. And they're both Naaman. They're both Naaman. Bocher gets malchus, and Nasi doesn't get malchus.
Khan is just going on the malchus.
Who gets malchus? The Bocher gets malchus. Who doesn't get malchus? The Nasi doesn't get malchus. So what's the difference, Bachar and Nasi? Says there are other following things.
Why would you think a Nasi would get Malkus? I need you to tell that. That's where you get Malkus, that's only by Bachar.
So listen to what he says. Listen to what he says. Says the Ra'ah the following thing. Says the Ra'ah. It's unbelievable. The Ra'ah says, why are we giving a Malkus? Because a Bachar, it's not so clear that he really knows what he's talking about. Not so clear he knows what he's talking about. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. Now, how are we going to try to get away, to avoid all the Bachrim that are coming that don't know what they're talking about? To persuade them not to come. Dissuade them from coming. He says, listen, we're going to let everyone know that if you come in and you're a Bachr and you say Pesach Pesuach, we're giving you Malkus.
We're deterring them
from saying that. It's a deterrent. It's a deterrent. Now that he's going to have to suffer, Malchus, if he's confident he knows what he's saying, he'll come anyway, says the Ra'ah. He'll come, he'll suffer through the Malchus, because he's got to say, Pesach Pesuach is Pesach Pesuach. Hold on a second. But if he does, he's not so sure about what he's talking about, he's going to say, you know what, I'm just not going to come, because I'm not even sure anyway. So we have created an environment to weed out all of the people that aren't really sure that they know what they're saying. So it says the Ra'ah, we can assume people that know what they're talking about are coming to Bezdin. They're not going to be dissuaded from. Take a. Go hard or go home. That's it. They're going
to
do it.
The guy in the Gemara got whipped. He went to him after he got whipped.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
What? What'd you say? He could opt out of going. Yeah. It comes out like this. Why is he getting Malkus? He's just getting Malkus because Bezdin is trying to avoid people coming. It's just it's a tactic of Bezdin. Not because of Znus, not because of Meis Panim, not because of of Mitzvah Shemra. It's just in order to weed out the people that are going to be mistaken. That's it.
What's the whole point to be queer
dating?
Queer dating, if you want to
come, I don't want to forget anything.
Then we're
talking about it. So the Achrayim, Rishayim say, so you want to come to Bez Din, so he comes to Bez Din and get whipped. Says the Rishayim, he's going to come. He's going to take it. I don't understand it 100%, Rabbi Yisai, but let's just take a sikkum. There, we have four reasons why he might get Malchus in our Gemara. Either because he has too much of an education, he's obviously been involved in things he shouldn't have been, or because he's mazed upon him, or because he's lying in B'moitzi Shemra, or because Bezdin is using this as a tactic, which we said anyway, it's a Bezdin tactic, using it as a tactic to weed out the people that are going to come say that it's Bezdin B'zuch, even though it's not really true. Those are all the different pshatim. Okay. What'd you say?
Chazaka is not enough to weed out the people.
Chazaka what? Enam tereich besudo mafsida. Yeah, because yeah, I guess he thinks he knows.
Thinks he knows.
You're saying good.
You offer him a talent to whip him.
Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Sait, let me get invited. Zakta Gemara. Okay, here goes. He walks in front of Rabbi Gamliel, says, Pesach Masuach, get ready for it, guys. He's going to pull out the whip, right? Doesn't happen. Amar Lei, Shem, so says the Shita, it's talking about an Asoi. Okay, there's an Asoi. Got a lot of Nasi cases over here. Shema Hitesa, maybe you were Mate. Em Shalucho Mashal, Amad Dover Doime. Lodim Shay Mahalach Bishon Laila Vafela, Vihita, Matza Pasuach. Lohita, Matza No.
There's no dam if he does it that way.
We're not talking about dam over here. Someone pesach pasuach. What's with the dam? I don't know. He's not talking about dam. Dam was never his taina. Says Rashi. Says Rashi Hita. Kishemagia le pesach beisoy asagur. V'yesh ledavar ma'akvay meliftoyach. Kishematen oisol etstadim niftach. Rashi says, what's the mashal? He gets to the entrance of the house. The door is closed. There's something that's holding it back. He pushes it away and it opens. Rashi says, we're changing the mashal. What's changing? Changing is, do you say that it can happen accidentally? Or does it have to happen intentionally? So when it was b'shoigeg, Rashi seems to say the door is being blocked by something. I think Rashi is saying the door is not locked. There's something blocking the door. So if you just, you know, a person moves around, he might accidentally move away that thing, and then the door opens. That's if it happens by accident. If it happens on purpose, as Rashi, the door is not being blocked. The door is locked. You can't accidentally open a lock. So over there, Shema b'mezid itesa. So now the question is, are we having Pesach Pasuach as something which is kind of like just, there's something in the way, and then you could, you know, a person who's just kind of like feeling around might accidentally move that out of the way without realizing, or is the door, it has to be, something happens b'kavana, which means that it's like a lock, and you have to, a person would have to open the lock. Yeah. The Sheet of Mekubetzis here brings two different pshatim. Do we need, are we talking about over here someone that is Eishes Yisrael or Eishes Kayin? Says the Sheet, could be we're talking about an Eishes Yisrael. Eishes Yisrael, even if it's Pesach Pasuach, what's the din?
Mutter.
So why is he saying this? He's just trying to pacify him. He's just trying to make him feel better. Right, he might get all, you know, even though we're going to tell him mutter, he still might be unsettled about it.
Make a call.
Maybe, what?
Make a call.
What'd you say?
Make a call. Bezdin.
What do you mean?
Make a call on Bezdin and Edom will come.
No, he came into Bezdin already. He said Pesach Pasuach. It's Eishes Yisrael. We could say
Mutter.
Okay. Right? Or, so why are we asking him Shemei Tesa, Shemei Nadi Tesa? What are we doing that for? We're trying to relax him.
Or you're saying if he would say itesa, then we would, Bezdin would try to make a kol, kilo. Could be. Saying that what Meir's understanding is the kol doesn't happen, Bezdin fans the flames to make the call, so they have to know if they should do that or not. See, my issue is Yisrael, it's going to be nageya whether we make the call or not. Could be. According to Tosis, that it's talking about that the only time the Isra is by Ishus Kayan. So he says, well, if you're, is this something that the Gemara, you have to know Shemi Teisa, or is this just something that he's doing in order to pacify him, stup shatim the Shita? Says the Gemara, what?
What's the second one? Ishus Yisrael and?
Is it Eishes Yisrael? If it's Eishes Yisrael, so then he's just coming in order to pacify him. Or is it Eishes Kayin? And in order to create the Isser, we need to know the answer to this question. And it won't be Usser unless you can tell us for sure that you are not Itesa. Says Gemara, "Does the Kamei de Rebbe Gamliel by Rebbe? Amalei Rebbe Baalti v'lamatzasi dam. Amalei Rebbe Besula Yisi." She says back, "I'm a Besula." Amalei Hivili Oisei Sude, Hivili Sude V'shar B'mayo Chibshu. Did some laundering process. Umatzu b'Kamei Tipat dam. Amalei Lech Zechei B'Mekcha. You can be Zechei in your Mekach. Nothing to worry about. Amalei Huna Bar Amar Berei Derav Derav Le Paraz Mi Parazaki Yol Rav Ashi Anan Nami Nevet Hachi. Let's also do the same thing. Anytime we have the type of situation, Amalei Gihutz Shelanu Kikibus Shelahem. Our laundering is not as good. In order for us to get as clean as they could get it clean, we have to actually do gihutz. Okay, if Yamrit never gihutz, so then why don't you just do the gihutz? Mavro lechum rasa. The gihutz means that you have to scrub it, and when you're scrubbing it, you're not going to be able to just scrub off what's on top of the dam. You're also going to scrub off the dam itself, so there's no point. It's not going to help if we're going to do that.
Pressing.
Yeah.
Ironing is pressing, that's the same thing.
So, Evan Azchuchis says Rashi. Rashi says, Hatoya bemezid bemiskavein ubakoyach. So Rashi understands the other Hatoya is that he's intentionally trying to do Hatoya. The Meiri, however, is a different pshat. The Meiri says, even on the second the Ikadami of the Gemara, we're not saying over here that he's intentionally trying to get around. I don't know why a person would intentionally try to do that and come in and say a taina Pesach Pesuach. It's like a little strange. He walks in Pesach Pesuach. Maybe he did it on purpose. What type of, but that doesn't really make much sense. Says the Meiri, a different pshat in the Gemara. What it means is maybe the Miskaven, what he means to say is, Losh of the Meiri is that he was Bekoyach Gadol Ubemehirus. Because he's Ba Betrunya, which means that he's very anxious. During the Bia, maybe he was very anxious and he did it very quickly to the point that he was. He wasn't Margish that the Pesach was really Sasim. He thought the Pesach was Pesuach. But no, as the Gemara's tain is maybe either you did the Bia B'koyach Katan, and the Bia B'koyach Katan you accidentally went around the Pesach, or you did it B'koyach Gadol and you didn't realize that the Pesach was really Sasim. Those are the two different studies according to the Meiri. Rashi learns not like that. V'chibsu shahaya timpei dami mechusim b'shich v'asera. Gihut, says Rashi, l'shaikar Be'evan aschuches bekibush shalahem shayim meimayim yafin lechabes or samam yafin lehem. They had good detergents. Ayilam lechabes or bekibush shalahem ena begin meluban atchiyem meguhatz. Bekibush shalano, yeah. Says the Gemara Vayter, who does the kamei derav Gamliel? Amalei barebi, amalei rebi ba'alti v'matzasidam. Amalei rebi adayim besulani. Amalei aviu lishtei shvachos. Achas besula, achas beula. Aviu lo v'yeshivan al pi chavish shal yayin. Beula recha noidef. Besula ein recha noidef. Avzu yeshiva v'lohe recha noidef. Amalach lech zechei b'mekcha. V'nivduk meikar begava. Gemara havishmiyale. Maestu havichazi. He knew that there was this idea. He heard about it. He just didn't know. He never saw it done. The summer dimelo kimle begavei. Thought maybe I'm not going to do it well. But milsa shapir v'lav aruch arlez azuli b'mnois Yisrael. It's not right to be a mezalzel in b'mnois Yisrael. In fact, the sukkah's davening, and you can be a mezalzel on a shivcha.
So he
brings from the Yavits that he gave them money. Gave them money, but you're allowed to be mezalzel on someone and give them money and be mezalzel on them? That's so simple. Are you allowed to pay someone money?
What's the busha?
What?
What's the busha? Yeah. It's not a basula? So shivcha is allowed to be given as a basula.
So Rabbi Isai,
what do you do? That's the zelzel?
It's not so simple. You're allowed to be mezalzel a person and pay money to do the zilzel.
If you ask me for
you've been asking before.
The shivcha is marriage.
I don't know if you're allowed to be mazal. I think the pshat could be more pusher, Rabbi Say. Is that it could be for shivcha? It's not called a zilzal. It's not called a zilzal. Shivchas are shchichi barayas. This is for them. She's very young. You're right. She must be very young. For them, this is like for them, it's not a big deal. For Bnei Yisrael, this is something that Taka is going to bother them. Okay. Zok the Gemara Vayter. Who does the Kamei Rabbi Gamliel Zok and Amar Rabbi Balti Vla Matzasi Dam Amar Rabbi Mishpachas Dur Kitiani Shein Lehem Lo Dam Nida Vla Bedam Besulim Bodak Rabbi Shem Rabbi Gamliel. The Achrayim are medayik in the first case. Rabbi Mishpachas Dur Ketiani. Shein the dam dinu v'dam besulim. Badek Rabbi Gamliel Bekorvesel Matzah Bekevareh. Amalei Lech Zochei Bemekcha Ashrecha Shezachisa LeMishpachas Dur Keti. Wow, you got a good one. My Dorkati, Dorkatua. I'm Rav Chanina, Tanchum Shal Hevel Nichamu. Rav Gamliel, let Rav Gamliel say Ish. The Tani Rav Chia, Kishem Shal Osh, Shal Sa'or, Shabal Yofel Isa, Kach Domim, Yofel Isha. Tana Mishum Rav Yemeir, Kol Isha, Shadamea Merubim, Banea Merubim. Itmar Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Abba Amar Zechei b'Mekcha Amalei v'Rabbi Yosi b'Rav Oven Amar Neschei b'Mekcha Amalei Mishlam Lamanda Amar Neschei v'Hainu D'Rav Chinina Lamanda Amar Zocha Mai Zechuset Lo Asle De Safek Nida. Says Rashi,
did
never
come
Nida? Did never come? There's no Dam. Says Rashi.
They never knew
they could So basically the Gemara later on speaks about a machlokes b'shama beis Hillel. If a person marries an Isha, so well, what does he say by the dancing? Beis Hillel says you say Kalanav is a chasuda. Beis Shammai says you say Kalakamai Shehi. So we pass like Beis Hillel. So what's the problem over here? It's saying Tachum Shal Hevel. Why let him say? What's the problem? It sounds like he's like shouldn't say that.
What's a bad thing that he has?
But something make it sound good.
It's bad. The world's
not the same. So in a it's a bad thing. But he was just trying to make him feel good. Just like Kalan Ava Chasuda. I was Lech Zechei B'Mekcha, you lucky guy. She's beautiful and she's dorkity. Guess what? She's not beautiful and she's not dorkity. So they're not beautiful, you don't have a problem with. You have a problem with dorkity.
So that's what Beis Shammai says.
When a woman is, you're dancing in front of a woman, and she's not beautiful, just don't say anything.
You can say whatever you
just
want.
Just dance with your mouth.
How does the chassan?
It's a little awkward, you know, dancing with no words. But
either way, the chassan interprets it a certain way. The
what?
Says, oh, he's talking nice, saying nice. We can interpret it a different way. Doesn't mean that what he said is any different.
What do you mean?
The chassan hears it and says, "Oh, I'm not nice. Calm, being zayich to talk in my mecca."
Right. So,
we're
so what's the problem?
Say he's being
so what's the problem?
It's not a problem.
I have worries. This guy comes in and they tell him, "Oh, it's okay. She's from Turkey." He's still like iffy about it.
But
no, it's amazing.
Yeah, so why is he saying it's amazing? It's not amazing. That's the kasha. That's what he asks. He's asking, "Now, who shall have? Why are you saying it's amazing?" So maybe he's just coming to verify that it's really not so good. But he wasn't criticizing him for saying it. You're right. Great. It's very nice you said it. After you walked out of the room, he said, "It's very nice you said that." But you know, between me and you, we both know that's not good. Or maybe he's saying you shouldn't have said that. Well, it depends. It could be kalan of a chasuda. Depends as follows. Every girl has redeeming qualities. There's something Noah and chasuda about her, right? Could be me that, you know, you're a little bit, you can look past certain things, but there's a difference, Rabbeisai, between being Mishana and being Mishaker. Being Mishana is saying something that's giving an impression that something is, if I say she's Nova Chasud, it sounds like I think she's overall beautiful. Maybe she has a beautiful pinky. Maybe she has nice ears. Maybe we'll find something nice about her. There's something Noah v'chasuda about her. So just speak about what's Noah v'chasuda. You could say she has nice eyebrows. The Kala has nice eyebrows. Now everyone knows that means that's only eyebrows, nothing else nice. That's embarrassing, says Beis Hillel. Don't say that. She's nice and beautiful. That's what Beis Shammai says. So therefore, says over there, no one's saying lie. Beis Hillel is not saying, come in and say, she has a beautiful nose if she doesn't have a beautiful nose. He's just saying, just be vague about it. That's not, but over here, Ashrecho Shizachisa LaDurkati. Durkati is not good. So how could you say Ashrecho? Let's go weiter, Rabbi Yisai. Zakhti Gemara weiter. Says the Gemara. Who does the Kamei de Rebbe? Amar le Rebbe, Ba'alti le Matzasi Dam. Amar le Rebbe, Adayim Besula Isi. Vishnei Betzuras Hayu. Ro Rebbe, Shepneyem Shchurim. Tziva Leim Lachnisam Amerchats. Rebbe saw that their faces were dark. And it was years of hunger. Lachnisam Lamerchats, Hechilam, Heshkiyam. And he gave them food. He freshened them up. Lachnisam Lacheder Bol, Matzadam. Amar le Lech, Sechamecha, Kor Rebbe Aleim. Sofad Oiram Al Atzmam Yovei Shayuke Eitz. Atzmam Yovei Shayuke Eitz. Yeah. Akitzer, that's that. You see, in this Gemara, Rebbe Kiel took the initiative. Rebbe doesn't waiting for her to say, you know, that maybe she was because she was too hungry or too frail. The Gemara in Dorkati, Rebbe waited for her to say, Mishbachas Dorkati Ani. So the Bach already makes the dik, and he says, look, there's a difference. Dorkati is not so shchiach. Over here, we can see already on her face that there's something that's suggesting to us. And in fact, this is the case. So basically, we're going to continue with the Mishnah. Beis Hashem, after Hanukkah, I'd like to just end with a verse. Where are you running? It's not Mincha, it's another... tomorrow, Yudari is giving at 12:15. Yaakov Eretz Megure, Ove Eretz Kenan, Shteitin Rashi, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. Yaakov wanted a little bit, you know, since he was chill in his mother's stomach, he was like being chased. It's like he hasn't had a rest. It's been a long time already. Can I just have a little break, please? Just a little bit of time? Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. Says Rashi, oh no. No. Tzadikim. It's not enough. Zokt Elgar Rabbi Yerucham. Vos vil Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov wants a hammock. Yaakov wants to take a villa, like up north or something like that. He wants a hot tub. Is that what he wants? Nein, Rabbi Sai. That's not what he wants. Yaakov says, listen, I want to just be able to learn with a little peace and quiet. I have to have people trying to kill me, people chasing after me. I'm running after, like, sheep. I got to deal with a father-in-law who keeps stealing from me. And I just want a peace and quiet to be able to learn. That's all I want. I just want to learn. Why can't everything just go smoothly? Why can't my chavrusas always show up on time? Why can't I have a good night's sleep? Why does my stomach have to hurt me? Why do I have a headache? Why is like, I'm gonna learn. Just let everything go smooth for me. That's what I'm gonna learn. But the Kosh Baruch Hu, don't go that way. It doesn't work that way. You have time to relax. You'll have an eternity to relax. Now's not the time for that. In the difficult times, people say, okay, look, now it's Hanukkah. Okay, I'll learn after Hanukkah. I'll figure it out. I'll do incentives. Whatever. I'll be stark next. So you cut something. It doesn't work. It never works. There's always something that's going to come up. The Yetzirah has something. Until you're ready to work through it, not around it, go through it and say, I don't care if I'm tired, I'm hungry, it's hot in here, I've learned a lot today, I've had enough. Work through it. That's Yaakov Avinu. And And that's when a person is zecher to keser Torah. So Rabbi said, a person has to be able to have that type of grit. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us. You want to be like Yaakov, you got to be strong. Because Hashem is Yatav Shemayim, you should all be zecher.